You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
The Mind Aware 544.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to have show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. So good to have you here. You know, anxiety is the topic today, and I'm telling you, I think this is a bigger issue than I realized, because we do get a lot of people, especially right now, grappling with anxiety. It seems to be coming up a lot. And so I got a few things to say about this. I want to start out by saying I'm not a doctor. I don't even play one on TV. I'm not a doctor. And so I haven't normally really wanted this to be a topic of discussion on the show. You know, this is an entrepreneurial show. It's not a medical show or some kind of mental health show or any of that. And I wouldn't normally address it for that reason, because I don't want to mislead anybody. However, having said that, I think people are using this term, anxiety, to cover a lot of things that they feel panic about or they feel worried about. So it might be money anxiety or money stress or worry about money, and they're calling it anxiety because you get that feeling sometimes like your mind is thinking you, like you can't control the thoughts that are in your head, and they start to build and you start to feel anxiety. So the first thing I want to go on record as saying is, obviously, if you are taking medication or you have a medical diagnosis, listen to your doctor, trust your own inner voice, do your best to navigate that waters. That's not the kind of thing I'm talking about on the show today. In other words, don't kick your meds, right? Make the right decisions for you. I think I'm kind of talking about run-of-the-mill stress, money worry, kind of anxiety. And you know how back in the day, in my day, they had this term autistic. And now as time has progressed, we've started to realize that people are on a spectrum. And maybe that's the way we're headed for a lot of different labels. Rather than being OCD, maybe you're on a spectrum of being OCD or that type of thing. So anyway, first thing I want to say is, if you have anxiety about something, then you already have the skills you need to be an amazing, unbelievable, awesome brain trainer. Like, you have your degree, you've got your advanced degree in brain training, which sounds crazy, right? But why? Because people who experience anxiety, they take a very little idea, a little worry, a little frustration, a little something that's gotten on their radar, and they blow it up into a really big thing, sometimes to the point where you have a full-blown panic attack, right? You're good at taking a little tiny idea, a little tiny seedling of an idea, and blowing it up into a big idea. Isn't that great news? Isn't that good? You are an expert. You have your master's degree in brain training, because that's what we do as brain trainers. We take a little tiny little seedling of a happy idea, and we blow it up into a bigger idea. So how do you get out of it, or how do you start to shift it, or how do you start to have better focus? So the first thing is, if you are actually experiencing anxiety and it's the early parts where you catch yourself, it's going to be easier to shift it, obviously. You know, if you've got a train going down the track at 80 miles an hour, it's hard to stop it and go backwards as opposed to if it's just moving at a few miles an hour. So I follow Abraham's advice and say the best thing you can do when you've got a lot of emotional momentum going down the road is just go to sleep, take a nap, and start over, get a reset. However, let's assume that you're busting yourself, you're just in those early stages, you're just starting to feel that little bit of anxiety come on about something. You watched the wrong news program, you read the wrong statistics, you focused on the wrong social media thread that started getting your panic moving forward. You started getting you worried. This is the time to bust it. And you have the option now to focus differently. Anxiety is on the emotional scale, right down by fear and worry and stress. Sometimes when you're in that place on the emotional scale, most times, it's easiest if you can kind of give yourself like a mental slap in the face and have a little bit of like anger come out. So it's a little bit of a slap in the face like, hold on, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. Don't do this. You know, like really, it's like you're shaking yourself and going, wait, wait, wait. I'm not going down that road. I'm stopping to look at this. I'm stopping to think about this. You can even move your body a little bit. I've even done it where I've been starting down that road and I've hit myself in the head and been like, come on, stop it, stop it, stop it. So it's like a little proverbial slap in the face. You remember the old movies where the person would be hysterical and the person that went, snap out of it, you know, obviously, other than slapping yourself in the head. I just am talking about a mental slap in the face now. So once you've kind of busted yourself and you've realized you're headed down that path, now it's your choice to focus your mind. And if you think you can't focus, you know, or you think you can't do this, the only people who can't do brain training are people who literally don't have the ability to focus in the moment. Like they have some kind of a brain injury or some not capability to do it. But if you can hear my voice right now and recognize that you're focusing on the sentence that I'm saying, then you can do brain training because we can only think one thought at a time. One thought after the next thought after the next thought. So the best thing to do after you've kind of woken yourself up and given yourself the proverbial slap in the face is to focus on something really neutral. I had an associate who had issues with this, and when she would focus on something neutral, she would say things like, I like green grass. I like green grass. I like blue sky. I usually prefer to focus on something just really I can't argue with about the brain. So a good starting point is to say a few sentences like, I like being able to focus. I can only think one thought at a time. I like that I recognize that I'm focusing on this sentence right now. I like that I can think in my head. I like that I can focus on one thought at a time. I like that I can recognize that I'm only thinking this thought right now. I like the idea of being a brain trainer. I like the idea that I can just be neutral. I like the idea that I can take baby steps. I like focusing on one thought at a time. So you notice how I'm saying some of the same sentences over and over again? It's because when you've got a little bit of traction going in a direction on the emotional scale you don't want to be, sometimes it's good to stay in neutral for a little while. I like that I can stay in neutral. I like that I can be aware. I like being a brain trainer. It's nice being able to relax. I like noticing that when I say neutral sentences, I start to feel more relaxed. I like that I'm remembering to breathe. It feels good to be in neutral. I like the idea of focusing in this moment. I like the idea of thinking one thought at a time. I like the idea of being a brain trainer. It's so nice to be able to relax. It's so nice to know I can think one thought at a time. I like knowing that Dana said I have the most amazing skills for this, that I'm actually a master brain trainer. That feels really good to think that. And I notice that it doesn't take very long to shift my emotion. I like that I don't have to do this all day. I can just do this for a few minutes. It feels good to just do this one sentence after another. I'm going to set a timer. I'm going to do it for 60 seconds, and I'm going to do it for another 60 seconds. I'm going to stay in neutral for a while until it feels natural to go past neutral. I like the idea of focusing my brain. I like the idea of thinking one thought at a time. It feels good to stay in neutral. It feels good to move forward. So you see, there comes a point when after you've been doing that for a while, your brain wants to go the next step. And the next step, it might be the words of hope. It might be words of feeling more relaxed. It might be words of saying, okay, I think I've got this. I've got traction now. Trust what your natural progression is. Trust that your brain will move in the right direction. Anxiety is a challenging topic for me to talk about because, like I say, I don't want to claim that I've got more expertise. But what I know for sure is if there is a spectrum, then all of us suffer from it at some point or another or in some way or another. We all have little panics about different things. We all have our brains go off in directions we don't want them to go in. This is a common experience. We don't walk around blissed out 24 hours a day. We get bad news. We get environments and circumstances where we get inundated with information that's almost like it's designed to give us panic attacks. And so we have to be the proactive ones. We have to think in our own heads, make choices about how we want to feel and who we want to be in the world. And that's my message to you. My message to you is nobody can tell you how to think. Only you can think in your head. Only you can think in your head. Sometimes it's easier. Sometimes it's better to just take a nap. But any way you look at it, you get to choose how you react to situations, and no matter what happens, you always have that choice. You always have the power to be a master brain trainer because whether you know it or not, you already are. So breathe deep, focus, one sentence after another, baby steps, easy does it, one thought at a time, stay in neutral. Chug, 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 down the road. Get that train moving. Get that emotional train moving in the direction you want it. You have totally got this.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway. You know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
I'm not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey...
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?